The center two rooms of the Reg and Mildred Beer Exhibit Hall are probably the most impressive, and they will show you the general store. Now, the store exhibit is designed to depict the layout and product offering of a typical general store of the early to mid-1900s. As a purveyors of a variety of goods, the general store was the centerpiece of any frontier settlement's commercial district. And this display reflects the importance of many such early outlets before business began to specialize. In its remote location, Pincher Creek was the commercial center for the outlying districts. People came into town weekly or monthly to purchase supplies, collect mail, and visit with neighbors and friends. Trips from the country combined businesses with social affairs, and shopping was an outing reveled by pioneers who were often fraught with isolation. Pincher Creek's first general store was the Schofield and Hyde store, established in 1883, and a variety of goods were retailed. Limited quantities of groceries, dry goods, hardware items, and clothing adorned long and narrow shelves in the dimly lit showroom. Business transactions were supplemented by the Dominion Post Office, Pincher Creek's first postal outlet, which also operated out of the store. So successful was the volume of commerce that Schofield and Hyde sold the store to the Hudson's Bay Company only 3 short years after its establishment. General stores in outlying settlements included Laidlaw's Grocetaria in Pincher City, the Schofield General Store in Cowley, the Lundbreck Trading Company, and the Ballantyne General Store in Beaver Mines. Now, as the town of Pincher Creek grew and prospered, newer department stores followed. The Fraser McRobbins Department Store was a vibrant landmark business from 1916 to 1946. Built on the site of the fire-ravaged Hudson's Bay Company at the corner of Main Street and Police Avenue, this endeavor was a merger of two important brothers, the Fraser brothers and W.J.E. Roberts. The Frasers were formerly of the Crow's Nest Pass and Lacombe, respectively, and purchased the McEachern Dry Goods Store in 1906. William J.E. McRoberts of Ontario had a hardware store in the mountain mining town of Lille and later bought out the Ormond and Alexander Hardware Store in Pincher Creek. Such stores offered a great selection of all types of traditional goods and were accompanied by credit for all approved customers. In-store shopping was supplemented by mail order catalogs from national firms such as Eaton's and Simpson Sears. Some department stores were independently owned, the most memorable being Timothy Lee LaBelle and Company, housed in a massive three-story stone structure that still stands at Main Street and Christie Avenue as the Royal Canadian Legion. Business blocks included the Scott Block, which sat on the south side of Main Street from construction in 1904 until its destruction by fire in December of 1950. And the Guild Block sat on the north side of Main Street until the early 1900s.